Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Mine's been crazy the last couple of weeks. And you know, we haven't been doing a live my world for at least a week because a lot of stuff has happened. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened. And we'll get into that. But first, we have to do our disclaimer because if we don't do the disclaimer, the powers that be might be a little ticked off. So here it goes. Nothing in the show should be considered as legal, medical, or financial or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Did you bring your snacks? Your favorite beverage? Y'all comfy? Hey, did you tell your friends about the show? They can join us free every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We'll have some fun. Oh, hey, there's Jerry. He's in the room. Hiya, Jerry. Wow. It's been a crazy week. And I've done some posting on Facebook about my crazy week. And hopefully it calms down a little bit. Too much stuff going on. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think this year, 2025, everything is going nuts. So you have to deal with it and go on. Wow. Big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. We've been doing the show for quite a while. We have fun doing it. And we have to pat Victoria Smith for pulling a fast one here. But I had problems getting the show going. And I had to get a hold of Victoria, our marketing person. And boy, she got in there and zap, and there it was. And that's good. Because sometimes I'm not that good at programming, okay? Computers, I can program computers. I can't program shows for some reason. But a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network. Also, a big shout-out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Located in Findlay, Ohio. Check them out. It's a good school. Also, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job on his pens. He does other stuff too, but man, I'll tell you what. The pens that he creates, they're all custom. And I'll tell you what. If you have a college, university, sorority, fraternity, club, business, even government institutions, I mean, you need a custom presentation pen. Get a hold of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on Facebook, so check them out. Wow. What else do we have here? We've got Money and Change every Sunday, and that's live unless it's concert season, and I had to miss a concert. I had a concert Sunday, but since I hadn't practiced with them for several weeks because of what happened, I had missed a concert, and I heard it was a good one too. Sorry I missed it, guys. Also, big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin, Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove. That's Danny and Wanda King. Check them out on YouTube. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I don't think he put anything out last week. He must have been really busy. But check him out, Southern Prepper One. I've known Dave for 16 years. Good guy. Also, Rachel, a Patriot Nurse. She's on YouTube. And, well, I'll tell you, when it comes to basically common sense, keeping yourself healthy, check her out. She's had a nursing experience that's something else. Very good person. Also, Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. Self-Made Millionaires, check her out. LDS Prepper, oh, David Gilmore. I'll tell you what, and you know, here he comes. I'm going to talk about it. GMRS radios. Yeah, when the power goes out and radios don't work, cell phones don't work and stuff like that. If you have a way to power these up, I'll tell you what, these GMRS radios are great. Everybody in your family can use the radio license, and it's $35 through the FCC. This is the Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. I can talk 35 miles based on my location to a repeater and then talk out 90 miles beyond that. And in certain conditions, maybe beyond that. So where I'm at in Western Ohio, I've talked to people in Indiana, I've talked to people in Southern Ohio. In Western Ohio, I think one time I got as far as a city by the name of Lancaster, and I hit the repeater there. So that's it. That's a good deal. GMRS radios, check them out. Don't get the bubble wrap jobs at Wally World. They don't do as good. I'll put it that way. These Ocean radios are fantastic. Wow. What else is going on? Well, I did talk about David Gilmore at LDS Prepper. Check him out. Over 700 videos. Very smart guy. Also, the Max, I understand Colby's been having a little bit of problem with YouTube. Almost like censorship. And he's nice. I mean, he's really decent person. And he's common sense. But yeah, YouTube called him up and said a few things. And maybe they're going to cancel his show. I sent him a video and I said, hey, Colby, why don't you just contact Rumble and try to get on that one? Because I'm on Rumble, I'm on YouTube, and I imagine we can get on other places too. But we're worldwide, but we put things out on the Trim Radio Network. We go worldwide. So last week, Gee Whiz, for Money and Change, I picked up three more people. And one was from Myanmar. I think one was from India. And I forget where the other one was. Hopefully they all speak English, because we talk a little bit about money and things. Mm-hmm. How to save money too, especially. Well, anyhow. That's all the big pat on the backs for everybody. So hopefully your world was more sane than mine was. I had to take a friend of mine to Cincinnati, Ohio. Now that's about 90 miles from where I live. And she had to have knee surgery. And it turned out the surgeon that she has is a very good surgeon. He's pretty well known in the Cincinnati area. He's fantastic. And he did a carpal tunnel surgery on both hands. You can't even find the scar. And it's a permanent fix. I mean, he does a fantastic job. He really does. He's an orthopedic surgeon. And Dr. Moran he's fantastic. And he basically had to work on my friend's knee to rebuild it. And interesting things happen, but I'll tell you what, the hospital that she was at, it was Mercy West Hospital out in the area called Cheviot in Cincinnati. Real nice hospital, real friendly people. I mean, friendly. They go out of their way to help you out. And I can't say enough about them. And I had to stay over because I was her transportation back. And so I had to stay over in Cincinnati. And it's like being home, because I worked in Cincinnati in the Inquirer building in downtown Cincinnati. So yeah, Cincinnati is kind of like a second home. Maybe Columbus is like a second home. So it's been interesting. That and being a caregiver too. I stayed overnight in a Holiday Inn, but I didn't think I was a doctor. So anyhow, we had to put up with that and everything that goes with it. And I'm willing to help out. But I'll tell you what. When she had the surgery, I didn't get any sleep for 36 hours. I could not sleep. And trying to drive on I-74 and I-75 to get back to where we live is a problem. And then going back down to pick her up after another trip, and that's a story and a half. One doctor in the emergency room said, well, we'll send you back to your originating hospital. So after waiting for transport all night long, she was transported down to Mercy West, and a surgeon came in and said, what are you doing here? And she explained everything, and he said, you're fine. He had his assistant look at it. And said, you're fine. You're fantastic. He says, I'll see you on the 29th. And so that's what we're going to do, is drive back down on the 29th. But the bad thing is, on 74, you have to play dodge 'em. My God, there were blown tires on the road. And you'd be doing 65 miles an hour, and here comes a blown tire, and you have to be able to swerve to miss it. And the last time I went down there, I had damage to the front end of my car, so now it's going to cost me money to get it fixed because somebody blew a tire and nobody cleaned it up. Well, this last time going down, I noticed this blob coming at me, and I was doing about 65, which is legal. Excuse me. And I noticed this long thing with two blobs at either end. And the closer I got, I thought, what the heck is it? So I finally got over about 10 seconds before I was to hit it. It was a complete exhaust system for a car. I mean, a complete exhaust system with the catalytic converter and the muffler and the tailpipe. Can you imagine the damage to the car if you would hit it? My God, I was dodging stuff like that. I-75, not as much. I-74, whoa, forget it. It's dodging ball, okay? Whoa, it was a trip. Even Jerry wouldn't want to drive down there with that stuff. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I can imagine the repair shops down there do quite a business in Cincinnati, especially after people drive on I-74. Anyhow, guys, that was my week. And it's amazing when you can put 180 miles on your car very easily. The good thing was, there's a place in Cincinnati, actually there's several places, called Izzy's. Izzy's Deli. Now, if you're in the Cincinnati area, Izzy's Deli is real. They're good. But there's one that I like to go to, and that's at the Winton Woods exit. And that's kind of like on the northwest side of Cincinnati. And I'll tell you what, the people there are fantastic. And the food, I mean, you like pastrami? You like Reuben sandwiches? They got a bunch of stuff. They've got fantastic soup, too. Two different kinds of soup. They've got desserts and everything. This place is packed at lunch. Luckily, I was there about 1:15, 1:30, and it wasn't as packed. But, oh, the food was good, and they remember me from every time I come back down there. I've made several trips, and we always stop at this one Izzy's. It used to be owned by Izzy Cadet. And there was one downtown. And then they opened another one downtown. And when I worked in the Enquirer building, we went to the one, I believe it was on Walnut Street. Fantastic food. And I could tell you some stories about restaurants in Cincinnati. Fantastic food, fantastic service. It wasn't that expensive. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Izzy Cadets. Great place, Izzy's Deli. Check them out if you're in Cincinnati. You just have to go there. It's good food. great service and great managers too. I always talk shop with those guys. Well, anyhow, that was my time there. So many things are going on anymore. Excuse me. I still have this cough that I got months ago. For some reason, I can't get rid of it. And that's the bad thing about it. You know, I don't know. Some people say, well, you ought to wear a mask. Well, I'll tell you what. As far as wearing a mask, I don't think so. Well, anyhow, here's our new website. You have to take a look at that, the Trim Radio Network. Amplify your voice, grow your impact. Hey, join us. And we talk about our story in the news, leadership, our creators, our shows, our channel, our collectibles. Buy the merchandise. That's what helps keep us on the air. If you buy the merchandise, the money from that goes to paying for airtime, and airtime ain't cheap. Trust me. It's an expensive proposition. And all you have to do is go to collectibles, hit shop. Eventually it will load. Eventually. Oh, there it is. The little squares. Oh, yeah, you can get t-shirts. You can get hats. Mugs. White glossy mugs. I'd love to get a morphing mug. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope you never get this hack. So many different things there. And it's reasonably priced. And I'll tell you what, just check it out. The money that we get goes to supporting the airtime, because that's the big expensive thing. Okay, we've got our live stream. We've got our vault with our archived shows. We've got our schedule. We've got our community there. Creators. Wow. Our leadership. Let's see who we have in leadership. Oh, my God. An average. Oh, look at these guys. Michael Bejas, founder and CEO. Roscala Stefan, and computer expert. Chief Operating Officer. I don't know what they had me doing there. Chief Relationship Officer. I'll have to look into that one. And then there's Victoria Smith, Chief Marketing Officer, and she's fantastic at pressing the buttons and making the magic happen. Excuse me. This hack routine. When I'm in the hospital, either visiting people or taking somebody to the hospital, I have to take ivermectin as a precaution, because I don't want to get those little creepy, cruddy things. You know what I mean? Well, anyhow, that's our leadership group. And Roscala has a fantastic show. He's on 3 hours, I believe, on Saturday. I've been on that show a couple of times. And it's interesting, really is. Michael Bejas, he's on a couple of different shows. I'm doing a couple shows. Victoria Smith is doing a show. We have fun. And that's all part of it. You know, I just love doing this show, and I make time to do it. I've got a very busy schedule, but I make time because I have fun. And that's kind of evident. Well, anyhow, oh, yes. Our favorite buddy here. Are you in? Yeah, join us on the Trim Radio Network, 8 p.m. every Wednesday, and we're live. So you want to check it out, okay? If you hit the comment box, well, let's see if I can get it to do what's there. It is. You can see some things we're going to talk about. I'm not really going to get into too much political stuff. And a lot of people try to get me to do that. I'm really not political. I'll tell you what I think. And it's all logic based. And we'll get into that. But Glenn Beck on Obama, how good is it? Russiagate conspiracy timeline. Just things that I found during the week. And I thought, well, yeah, we could talk about that stuff. But then I thought, we need to have some comedy too, because we have to laugh once in a while. Well, anyhow, things to consider. Is our health care declining? You know, what's with Obama these days? You know, you don't see too much or hear too much about him. So where is he? Whatever happened to honesty in politics? I mean, you can tell when a politician's lying because he's opening his mouth. I mean, that's the joke line. And then there was something that came up about what's happening in 2027. And I thought, let's see if I can put stuff together. And there's one on YouTube, but no one is prepared for what's about to happen in America. And that's in 2027. You have to watch that one. I'm not going to play it, because I believe it's 20-some minutes long. And we don't need to listen to that. You can go to our comment section and click on that and listen to it. Okay? It's interesting. It really is. It makes you think. Well, anyhow, yeah, sit back, have a beer, your favorite beverage or whatever, and just sit back and relax. Oh, I saw something today about politicians. Speaking of politicians, everybody's, you know, fighting each other. We don't need to do that. We need to get the country back together again. Political parties have to put aside everything. And today on Facebook, I got into it with some of my friends over on the left coast out in California. And they were talking about different things and losing our democracy and everything else. And I said, now, wait a minute. We still have our democratic republic. That's no problem. The problem that we have is some people have been accused of violating a law or several laws. So I look at things this way, guys. If somebody violates the law, then they ought to be held accountable for it. I don't care what political party they're in. And I explained that. One of my contacts out on the West Coast, who happens to direct a chorale, a very famous one, agreed with me. And I said, you know, I just put politics aside. If they did something that they shouldn't have done, then hold them accountable for it. If you have all the goods on them and it's 100% honest and upfront, that's fine. They get what they deserve. And then you take a look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., and all the crud that's going there, and they call it a cesspool. I don't know whether I call it a cesspool or not, but I'll tell you what, a lot of crazy stuff goes on behind the scenes. And maybe we need to clean up our act a little bit. I mean, it's probably evident in every country there's always going to be something crazy going on in politics. It could be dirty. It could be violating the law or whatever. You just have to clean that up. And I think that's all that I'd like to see done. I think that's what everybody would like to see done. So we'll wait and see. Then I saw this thing about the Three Stooges, and I thought, this would be interesting. It's a short one.
Would you fight for this great republic? I'm Republican. No, I'm a Democrat.
Not me. I'm a pedestrian.
That kind of sums up Washington, D.C., doesn't it? Well, this is what's going on. This is one of the things that I picked up today. And, okay, if you have the goods on a politician and you've got them dead to rights at 100% and they violated a law, then go ahead and prosecute. Let's listen to this one.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out.
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple.
Okay, now the way I look at it, guys and gals, if you have the information, it's 100% factual, and it's dead to rights that they violated laws, then go ahead and prosecute. I mean, you have to work with the statute of limitations, but I'll tell you what, if you have the absolute proof and you've got them dead to rights, then prosecute. I don't care if they're in California. I don't care if they're in Ohio. I don't care if they're in Tennessee or Florida, wherever. If they violated the law, then they ought to be held accountable. That's only being fair. And I'm not playing politics here. That's just the way I look at it. You base it on the law. Woo! I didn't really want to get political, but I thought I'd bring that one out. Then here's the other one that I got. Anonymous official. And I'll play just a little bit of it. And you can check this out on YouTube. But it says something's coming in 2027. And I'm thinking, 2027, what's going on? So I listened to a little bit about this. Listen to this.
To that reality, that there is something, there is a presence here, and that we need to explain this presence. Because if they show up and we continue to do what we did before, previous decades, if they show up, there will be mass panic. But if you understand that these are real, and we have 5 years from 2022, or maybe now 4 years, if they come in 2027, for the U.S. government to prepare the people about what is up there. The word got out within the government that they're showing up in 2027, and we better be prepared. And if not, there's going to be a lot of explaining to do. And so I think that dialogue has happened within inside the government, in certain areas inside the government that we need to prepare. And that's why in 2017, that set a clock of 10 years. And why Lou Elizondo earlier in this year said, you know, just find a hobby for 5 years. Huh. And I would say I've heard 2027 in a kind of an official capacity, and I can't reveal. So I think I would say that people in the government are aware of something happening and that there's limited time, few more years to prepare the people. And that's what's wrapping up this acceleration from the previous 7 decades of not even acknowledging it to now we are acknowledging it.
Reading this past week, an MIT review, they want to do is take out the neural functions. It's a human without feeling, without thinking, without ideas. It's just what MIT calls in this review, a spare body. A spare tire. Body.
Whoa. Yeah, check it out. It's in the comment section. And you can listen to the whole thing. But they're saying and really hinting that something's going to happen in 2027. Well, hey, that's about 2.5 years away. So are you prepared? Do you have extra water? Do you have extra food? Do you have batteries? Do you have those blue tarps for your roof? Have you been paying down your debt so you're debt-free? Do you live beneath your means? A lot of things to consider. Do you have your medications? I mean, do you have the right clothing for the season? You know, here in Ohio, it's supposed to get up into 90 degrees or more, I believe, the rest of this week and into next week. That's hot. What happens if your air conditioning breaks down and you don't have a fan? You know, I grew up with a house with a fan in it, and it was a luxury when we finally got air conditioning. And that was back in 1965, I believe, is when we first got air conditioning. Then we had big fans. The fans worked at night, but during the day, oh, it was sweltering. So you have to be prepared, okay? Be able to take that water and purify it, store it, 3 gallons per person per day. Okay? Well, so much for the serious stuff. Let's get into a little bit of Johnny Carson and Betty White. Oh, I started laughing at this one today. It's funny. Watch this one.
Doctor, by now all of you are familiar with the Lee Marvin case. Former girlfriend is suing him, maintains he's entitled to half of his income during the 6 years they lived together. Now she wins. This could set a precedent for all the unmarried couples who at one time or another lived under the same roof. We wondered what would happen if this type of dispute had arisen ages ago with the world's first couple. How would Adam and Eve have handled it? Adam and Eve.
I'll tell you where I've been, Eve. I'm trying to find something interesting to eat. I tell you, I'm sick of apples. Apple strudel, we've had apple pie, applesauce, nothing but apple. What a drag.
I know that you don't mind the apple cider once you let it get hard.
Now, let me put it this way. I have to drink, Eve. You've had a headache ever since the day the Creator said, let there be light. Look, why don't you just go away forever and leave me alone?
I'll leave, but after a few things we ought to get straight.
Like what?
Well, we did live together here for a number of years.
So?
Frankly, I feel I should be compensated for that time.
You've got to be kidding. We were never legally married.
Oh, but I performed wifely chores. I cooked, cleaned, I took in the inseam on your figgies.
Why didn't you just give me a smaller fig leaf?
They don't grow that small.
You're a cruel lady, Eve.
Adam.
Yeah?
I just call them as I see them. Officer. There's somebody else.
Somebody else? You gotta be kidding. Believe me, there's nobody else. Nobody.
You love me?
Of course I love you.
How do you define love?
Love's like an apple.
How much do you love me?
About half an apple's worth.
What it comes down to is this. I feel I'm entitled to half of everything you have.
Look, you never really loved me.
I didn't love you. Why would I get upset by your bad habits?
What bad habits?
Like smoking this plant you grew.
This Garden of Eden gold is dynamite.
You can't just throw me out in the cold with nothing.
Oh, look, you spent a lousy 400 years with somebody. They think they own you.
I want what's coming to me. And another thing, you don't trust me.
Yeah, that's something I need to ask you about, Eve. Was I the first?
How can you ask such a ridiculous question?
It's just the way this snake keeps winking at me.
Listen, buddy, I want half of our community property and custody of the snake. I only am taking what is rightfully mine.
But you're never going to get away with it. There is no way in the world that you can prove that we live like a married couple.
I want to be.
Yeah.
When we first met,
yeah.
How many times did you make love to me that first year?
First year?
Mm-hmm.
3 times a day.
And the second year?
3 times a month.
And the third year?
Once every 6 months.
And the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh?
Well, you may have a point.
Well, how are we going to settle?
Oh, good. He'll know what to do. But she wants half of everything I have.
Oh. He gets everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who is he?
The first lawyer. I'll start by taking this.
Yeah. Oh. So much fun. What's here? What's this?
Welcome to the University of Findlay.
I thought
our
secret
campus is nestled in Northwest Ohio. Here, we're all about pushing boundaries and embracing global education. At UF, we take pride in our exceptional graduate and undergraduate programs designed to meet the challenges of our ever-changing world. Some of our most popular programs among the international students include Master of Business Administration, Master of Business Administration with Business Analytics Concentration, Master of Science in Environmental Safety and Health Management, Master of Science in Health Informatics, Master of Science in Applied Security and Analytics, Master of Arts in TESOL, Master of Arts in Education, our IELP program, and over 85 undergraduate programs. Our international admissions team is here to help you through the application process. Some of those steps include create a new application, include the required documents, and pay a $75 application fee. Our team meticulously reviews everything. Once that's done, the program department makes admissions decisions. If you're accepted, a non-refundable $500 deposit is required to receive an I-20. Need a place to stay? You can opt for a welcome house stay at UF for just $25 a day for up to 10 days after your arrival. These comfy spaces are perfect until you find a more permanent spot. And if you decide on-campus housing works for you after your welcome house stay, those days won't cost you. Life here isn't just about classes. The University of Findlay allows you to dive into clubs, sports, cultural events, and community service. It's all about growing outside those lecture halls and building connections that will last a lifetime. Building yourself through the classroom can sometimes be challenging. Here at UF, we offer an array of student services to assist you with your academics and student life. With support from our health services to professional counseling, in addition to career and professional development support, UF has what you need to help you succeed. From activities to resources, University of Findlay is your home away from home, where you'll find endless opportunities to learn and grow. We look forward to welcoming you to the University of Findlay.
And I'll tell you what, when I was at the University of Findlay, way back when, believe it or not, we had international students. We had students from South America. We had students from Israel. We had students from Jordan. We had students from Canada, and they were on the hockey team. We had a lot of different students, and we really had a good time. And one of the guys that I was in the dorm with was J.P. Nasser, better known as Jack Nasser, who was the chairman of Ford Motor Company at one time. And I saw his picture on the front of Time magazine. I just about died. To think of all the fun and some of the stuff we pulled at the University of Findlay, whoa, that goes way back. So, you know, it's a good school. Check them out. They've got good programs. And I'll tell you what, a good solid degree too. Well, what else is going on? We've got some other stuff. Let's see if I can't get that other stuff going here. Another Johnny Carson special here. Let's see what he's got going now. Another Betty White one. This is a funny one. You have to check this one out.
In New York City, a female judge ruled that women reporters could be allowed to enter the New York Yankees locker room and interview the players. Now, the judge said to exclude women reporters from baseball locker rooms would constitute sex discrimination. Now, this ruling is expected to clear the way for female reporters to have access to locker rooms of other teams throughout the major leagues. We take you now to one of those locker rooms.
I must ask you, when your teammates heard that there would be a woman in the locker room tonight, what was their initial reaction?
Well, actually, generally, they were pretty embarrassed.
By the way, where are the other players? Where are the other players?
Oh, most of them are hiding back inside those lockers.
Do you mind having a woman here with you?
No, it's better than having Yogi Berra stare at me.
I noticed a few new faces as I came in. Who is that fellow in the pink bikini briefs?
Oh, that's our switch hitter.
Yes. Now, my male counterparts have always told me that you've been completely open in your interview.
Well, you know, I like to let it all hang out and be honest with the press.
In the seventh inning tonight, when you belted that long fly, you missed a home run by that much.
Well, you know, baseball is just a game of inches, you know. That's all there is to it.
And the way you played tonight, it appears you're completely recovered from your knee operation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's knee feels terrific. It doesn't stiffen up like it used to.
Tonight you were out there giving it 100%.
Well, you know, I enjoy putting on a show for the fans. That's what they pay their money for.
Fans' money. Now, you've caught. You played third base. You played the outfield. What's your favorite position?
I like them all, you know, no practice.
What kind of a catcher's mitt is that? Is that the Johnny Bench model?
No, it's a Bill Dickey. This is a...
I must ask you, how did you ever get the name Pee-wee?
Do you mind if I just pass on that question?
Now, there are rumors that you may be traded. Where do you think they'll send you?
Well, you know, the Giants got a glimpse of me and they passed, but I may go to the Expos.
I want you to look straight in the eye.
Well, I will if you will.
There are, well, as ball players go, you're not very good. Is that a handicap?
Oh, not really. You know, what I lack in size, I make up in speed. You know, I really. You're a lot of hustlers, a lot of hustlers.
Matt, I took a long, hard look at you, Doc. And frankly, I have seen things in this locker room tonight that I never dreamed existed.
Well, try and keep it to yourself, will you?
Please, I'm very grateful you consented to this interview. It was very big, Doc.
You're a very observant reporter. Now, if you'll excuse me, and I'd like to talk, but I really got to take a shower.
Thank
you very much. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Just hand the door. Really control your game.
Oh yeah, all the guys use it. Come back a little, will you?
You want to get the
door? No, I'm not gonna get off. How much nice to see you. I hope you come again sometime. Have another game tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Johnny Carson. Oh, a lot of different things with Johnny Carson. I get a kick out of that guy. And it's too bad we don't have shows like that again, because Betty White did an excellent job in both of them. And I'll tell you what, she was a very good comedian. I believe she passed away about a year ago. And she was funny. I hope you're laughing and enjoying your snacks and your favorite beverage. Here's about the last one we've got, and this is Jonathan Witters and Robin Williams. You have to take a look at these guys. They make you laugh like crazy. Watch this.
How long ago, when you were doing Mork and Mindy, how long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
I was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes
ever made
on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes.
There's no ammo!
Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
He would scare people. It was.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winter?
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my guy.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Headed across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we had a marvelous.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication.
Come on,
soldier,
real quick.
I noticed this stuff wore off tonight.
Mission being tried.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days when you and I.
Oh, when we were on the sauce.
Yeah, when we were having a little.
Well, yeah, we, Johnny and I.
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those set up clean for
you? It was easy getting them on. Here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah.
I swear, I won't have too much guilt.
Before we. General, what is your official title? General or just
general? I'd like general? To be a general. I was a corporal. I'd rather be a general. Sure.
I want to
congratulate. Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy
for
Davis Rules Best Supporting Actor.
Well, General, I
think
I'm
going to
I
must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but
not really.
I really really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance."
It's that kind of support that's getting you together.
That makes one want to return to, you know, the shaving look.
At any rate, you don't stand a chance, she said.
Oh, I see. Just said, look at the competition. And it was just, you know, burning. My God, this guy from Evening Shade, and then, of course, Cheers and all this stuff. Right. They've been on many, many years. And I thought, well, what do we do? And fortunately, we had a thrilling evening. That isn't a put down, because I know the guy that threw the evening is hopefully listening. We had a choice, one choice, of going to a fellow's house to have ribs. And thought I'd say he is, you know, no. But we had, they were marvelous ribs, and then we sat down and watched. There were about 12 or 14 of us, and then they announced it. And I saw the picture of myself as still, and I did no explanation, you know, where is he, you know, they can say a lot of things. And I was in just a house with other people, mm-hmm. ribs. So, but it was a big draw. I asked, and then the following day, I said, "Where is the award?"
That's right.
And somebody said, "Well, since you weren't there, you don't get it."
Was that your wife again?
No.
How is the missus, by the way?
She's fine.
Good.
She's fine. She looks better than ever. And, of course, come on, we're not kids anymore. Oh, I know. And, but she's not bedridden. And,
Right.
No. Very active.
But the romance is still there.
But you've got to stay up all night, you know, to keep her active.
Oh, no.
A lot of things she say, you know, I come at her and play these ridiculous games. I'm sure he plays the same thing. And
do you wear this uniform when you?
Sometimes, yeah. Sure.
Well,
I'm
on it.
No,
that's right. That's right.
The act battlesies, I suppose.
Many times she'll say things like, "I don't know what she means by that. Don't you have a ball game to watch?" You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think many of them are playing.
How do you deal going down doing the show? You know, as you say, you're not as young as you used to be. A lot of stress doing the show.
Yeah, there is a lot of stress.
You take your painting materials down there?
Oh, no, there's not that time. Usually I just get the legs to begin to go. I was talking to an athlete the other day, a professional. He told me it was on a bus. And
you have no way of knowing.
I had no way of knowing. I knew he was on a bus. He was in trouble. So he said he played with the Washington Redskins. And he said, you know, the first thing to go, John, talked very fast. And he was trying to get off. He couldn't get off the bus. Legs were really gone. And so somebody just dragged him off. Any rate, he said the first thing to go are the legs. And I find that at 6'5", you're on these hard floors, legs go.
Yeah.
They really go. The mind, of course, hey, that was gone a long time ago. But the legs, when they go, everything.
Yeah. You get back to Ohio often?
Oh, haven't been back for forever. That's your high. Well, I'm sorry about the Reds. Can't throw baseballs to those guys and hurt them, you know, and do that. I get back every once in a while. There's always a guy with a toothpick, you know. And, "Hey, how you doing, John? Very good to see you. How you doing out there? We don't see you. We don't get what you do here. What, do you got anything?" "Not a lot. I don't know.
My name is Jim."
That's West Virginia.
My section of Ohio, the river's dried up. Fish are just there in the dust.
All right, get yourself some jerky.
It's like a chicken. If you hit a chicken in the road, we used to throw it in the back of the pickup.
Get yourself some Tennessee pizza. They've already been cleaned. They've been gutted and cleaned. Well, take everything off.
We're going to just take a break here. Have you ordered the Prozac? And we'll be right back.
Oh, to see those guys ad lib. My God. those were the good days of comedy, and we don't really get it that much anymore. I mean, Johnny Carson was something else. I'll tell you, one time I was in the hospital. They didn't know what was going on. Yes, sometimes doctors don't. And anyhow, the nurse came in, and she looked like she had just gotten out of the military. And she still thought that she had 15 stripes on her arm and 15 rockers. I mean, she was a little general. Anyhow, I was watching Johnny Carson. I'm there in bed. I've got monitors on me and everything, and I'm just watching. And she says, "Turn that TV off. Time to go to bed." I said, "I'll go to bed after Johnny Carson's over. I always watch Johnny Carson at night. And when it's done, that's fine. I'll turn it off and go to bed." She says, "Oh, take this urinal and fill it." I thought, "Okay, fine." She walks out. So Johnny Carson was over. I turned it off. I went over and I took the urinal thing. I filled it full of water, set it out in the hall, shut the door, went to bed. Whoa. She was livid. And I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed getting even. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week at My World. Hopefully you laughed a little bit, because laughter is a good thing to experience. And with that, that's all I've got, guys. Have a good week. See you later, Jerry. Have a good week. And we'll be on Sunday with Money and Change. And oh, by the way, if you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, check out Izzy's Deli. Fantastic food. Trust me. With that, have a good weekend. Bye.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.